I had one of those conversions where kind of the conversion and consecration pretty much happened at the same time. I was 19, I was old enough to understand, and so some people have that. It's not everyone, their experience of salvation is precisely the same. It all results in the forgiveness of sins, don't get me wrong, but the understanding is not always the same at the point of salvation. To me, it was very clear that at conversion, there had to be this consecration. I had to be giving myself to the Lord. Of course, I foolishly then always, you know, thought, well, that's the way it is for everyone. You know, everyone that's saved must be totally consecrated to the Lord. And then, of course, I see that that's not the case. And I know, well, these people, they do know the Lord. They have to know the Lord, but they're not consecrated. That's clear. They're not consecrated. In fact, I would hear later from their own testimony that they weren't. Like they would say. They would, because when they finally would be consecrated, they would say that I went through these years of not being so. And I would say, really? I mean, that's possible to go through years of being a Christian, a certain level of dedication, a certain level of obedience and love and appreciation and so on. But this, there's a holding back, just a little bit. And this is the thing with consecration. You can't be 90% consecrated. That's the problem. It's all or nothing. You're either consecrated, that is, your whole being is in on this, or it's not consecration. Can't be 75% consecrated. You can't be 90% consecrated. You can't do that. There has to be this kind of will and intent to give Christ everything. And as a result, of course, of the gospel. If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. C.T. Studd. It's true. 1 Corinthians 6 bears this out. He's redeemed all of you, your body and your spirit, which are God's. They're his. And it's with the will then that recognizes this is true and then goes along. And so it doesn't matter where he sends me. It doesn't matter what he asks of me. It doesn't matter what happens to me. I am consecrated. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fight against the will of God. It is whatever he wants all of the time, the rest of my life. That's consecration.